First, though, we want to take you to an Arab country that has somehow avoided the convulsions of the Arab Spring and its aftermath in the region. That's not to say everything's fine in Jordan or that people there aren't trying to push the envelope when it comes to freedom of expression, like the young women who are part of the Slam Poetry Underground in the capital, Amman. Two of them joined us on Skype from Jordan. First, Nadine Ajaka. She's a Lebanese-Canadian who went to Amman on a Fulbright scholarship. She wrote about the city's slam poetry scene for the Daily Beast.
I heard about a slam poetry event just on Facebook. You know, social media is, in the Arab world, I think especially, is just kind of how you hear about everything. And so I went to this open mic night that was happening at this tiny art space. And I remember going there and it was packed with people. And I saw the poets go up one by one. And I was really moved by the sophistication of the poetry, just the beauty of it, and also by the fact that virtually all of them were young women. And I remember thinking, you know, what an amazing venue this is, what an amazing opportunity this is for these young women to express themselves.
Well, let me bring in Aisha Shamaila into the conversation here, who is the founder of the Slam Poetry Group, this female slam poetry group. You're probably not too surprised by what Nadine found, Aisha. You were born in Jordan, you came to the U.S. to study, and then returned to Jordan. Why'd you decide to launch a slam poetry event?
I was very heavily involved in the spoken word scene in the U.S., and I slammed for 3 years, and I have 2 national collegiate titles, and I'm a World Youth Slam finalist. So, like, I considered myself a professional spoken word artist. I went back to Jordan, and, you know, there was nothing. No one knew what that art form is. And I think for me, the reason why I started this group is because the experience of being introduced to spoken word poetry was very empowering. Like, it gave me a voice that I had never known I had, and I never knew I could use to also empower other people. And I thought it was, like, very important to give it to, like, Arab youth.
Slam poetry is so honest. I mean, it's often in-your-face honest. Did you ever get any pushback? Did you ever any experience about, you know, Jordanians not comfortable with that kind of honesty?
First of all, I have to say that I've seen so much support in Jordan. I was surprised. I was very, very nervous when I started doing my poetry here, because specifically, like, my poetry sometimes is very, you know, uncensored and very personal. And there were a couple of moments where I think, you know, people were uncomfortable with the idea perhaps of me being a woman, an Arab woman, also doing poetry in English, in a language that the average Jordanian does not have access to. You know, there is a sense of privilege there. And also the idea of me talking about my personal life. Like, I've talked about being exposed to, you know, sexual harassment as a child. I've talked about domestic violence. And I think those topics are very taboo in the Arab world. Like, even if we know that they happen on a daily basis, we just don't talk about them. And so I think a lot of people appreciate that. The majority do. And I'm sure a couple of people are just like, what the hell is this girl doing?
And Nadine, you wrote about this underground female poetry slam scene for the Daily Beast, and you spoke with some of the audience members. What kind of things were they telling you?
Sure. I think this is a really kind of new and exciting thing for people who are involved in the art scene and observers of the art scene in Jordan. Rap in the Arab world has kind of been loud and around for a while, but slam poetry is very new. And it's a new, and also, unlike rap in the Arab world, it's almost exclusively dominated by women. I hear from a lot of people what an interesting thing it is to see, and it's raw and it's inspiring. And I think anyone that's witnessed spoken word poetry can attest to that anywhere in the world.
Aisha, Jordan never went through its own iteration of the Arab Spring. I'm wondering how you think that affects your ability to be more visible in Jordan with your poetry.
This past year has been very difficult for Jordanians because the state is very worried about the Arab Spring arriving in Jordan. I think there has been a lot of state-sponsored censorship, and I've had friends and poets who actually were taken in by the intelligence agency and questioned, and their notebooks were torn apart. So I think for me, because of the Arab Spring, every time I do a show, I'm very scared about getting caught by the government, honestly, like, because we always have people from intelligence recording everything on their phones.
And yet you still hold these events. You still write poetry.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, so if I'm going to let fear take away my voice, then that's useless. You know, doing my poetry or like my art might not create like major drastic changes. I mean, I don't think I'm going to lead a revolution, but I think maybe if a couple people my generation start talking about what needs to happen, then, you know, that's a little contribution I can make.
Nadina Jaka and Aisha El Shamaila telling us about the underground women slam poetry scene in Amman, Jordan. Thank you both very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having us.